This week's Sedra, Parashas Kisetze, the Torah describes the dinim of a man who forces his way with a woman, and the Torah describes a number of different scenarios, and exactly what the punishment will be and for whom the punishment will be depends on the exact scenario. So the Torah describes in Parak Chaf Beis, Pasuk Chaf Hei, V'imbasada imtso isha sanara marasa. If a man comes upon the woman out in the field someplace, in the middle of nowhere, he finds this girl, v'hechzik bo isha shachav imo, and he grabs her, and he forces his way on her, then, umeisa isha shachav imo levado, then only the man is put to death. We're talking about where it's a case of, the girl was a nara marasa, so he betrothed to somebody, so then he gets me, so v'lanara and pasuk chavav, v'lanara lo sase davar. But you don't do anything to the girl because ein la nara chet mavis. She hasn't committed a capital offense. Ki kasher yaku mishalei utzach nefesh kena davar hazeh. This is like somebody who jumps up against somebody else and kills him. Pasuk Chav Zayin ki basoda mitzah tzoka nara maros vein noshiela. He found her out in the field. He attacked her out in the field. She screamed all day and all night. There's nobody around. So therefore, she is considered innocent. So that's the famous pasuk la nara la sasa davar, that when a person is the victim of a situation of an onus where it's not your fault, whatever took place is not your fault, and then there's no liability. So the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim and Daf Chof Zayin Amar Aleph, the Mishnah there in Nedarim is speaking about something called Nidrei Onsin. That's the topic where there was some kind of coercion with regard to a neder. So the Gemara says, again, Chav Zanam Aloha, who gavar dit kishchus of Veidina, a person was presenting the merits of his case before Bezdin. Again, the details of this case are not that relevant to tonight's discussion. But Omar Yelo Atino at Plosin Yomin Levatlun Hanis Chosai. The guy said, if I don't come back, the Bezdin, the Ran explains that the Bezdin wanted him to come back because they weren't sure if he was just bluffing. So they said, he's got to be back within 30 days. He goes, I have these proofs to my case or whatever it may be, and the Bezdin at first thought he was just trying to push them off. So they made the try. They didn't say come back whenever. You got to come back within a certain time period. And then it says honest and some sort of itis. There was some sort of a pressing circumstance beyond his control came below us, and he never made it back to Bezdin. Amar Rav Huna batel chusay, so he lost his rights. He's not going. He couldn't fulfill the condition of Bezdin. Amar Rava honest. So what do you mean? Rava, so it wasn't his fault. Honest Rachmona Patre. That's the famous phrase. Honest Rachmona Patre. Somebody who is coerced, who does something under duress, so he's putter from whatever it is that otherwise would have been chayim for, because they assume it's not his fault. It comes up in the Gemara in a couple of places. Honest Rachmona Patre, and the source for that principle of honest Rachmona Patre is this pasuk, D'chsiv Lanara Lo Sase Davar. And the Gemara explains why this case is different, but again, the details of the case are not that important, but the Gemara in the Dharm Chav Zayin posits this famous rule that Anos Rachmona Patre, that whenever there's a situation where whatever happened against the person's will under duress, coercion, so then the person is Pater, and it's based on this Pasul on Arla Sasa Dover. So there's an interesting question that comes up. Do we, or how do we, apply... How do we, or do we, apply this situation to a case of a mitzvah, when a person is unable to do a mitzvah because of honest? And here we're talking about an avera. So honest rachmona patre, the Torah exempts the person from any punishment because we assume that he was coerced. What if a person failed to be mekayim a mitzvah on account of a situation of honest as well? So that's the topic I want to look into this evening. And there's a statement from the Tur in Siman Shin Mem Aleph of Yoredeim. That's the Hilchos Avelos, the very beginning of Hilchos Avelos. Actually, strictly speaking, it's the Hilchos Onein. So it says over there, Ra'isi, the Tur writes, Ra'isi Ladoni Avi Harash Zal Shemes Lo Meis B'Shabbos. He had a relative that died, one of the seven immediate relatives, right? Father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, and spouse. One of the seven relatives was Meis on Shabbos. And the kibur obviously was going to be on after Shabbos, probably on Sunday. But Motzei Shabbos lo hivdil. So on Motzei Shabbos he didn't make havdalah. Below his spala lo biyom echad baboker, and he didn't daven there on Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, and also not on Sunday in the morning. Ula achar shenikbar hameis, but after the meis was buried on Sunday morning, he spala till a shachris. He davened shachris. because Sha'adayin la'avar zman, it was still shachris time. I guess the funeral was early enough in the morning, the burial was early enough in the morning, because only an onan aval, of course, is required to daven. Onan is potter from all mitzvahs, so the burial took place in the morning, and then there was still time. It wasn't yet sosman tefillah. Aval tefillah sa'erev lo, but he never made up the missed ma'ariv from Saturday night. Why shekvar avar zmana? It's already too late to daven ma'ariv, right? So the ma'ariv he missed. Motzei Shabbos didn't daven ma'ariv because it was an onan. And Sunday morning he davened shachris because he was still in the zman after the kibbutz, but he never made up the ma'ariv. And the Torah says right away, "V'lo domi l'shachach v'lo ispal arvish mispal shachris tayim." This is not parallel to the case the Gemara talks about in Brachos. A person stopped, forgot to daven ma'ariv. Something happened. He forgot to daven ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos. Fell asleep or whatever it is. A person was not able to daven ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos. Forgot, and he therefore has to make it up by saying the shachris when I say twice. This is not the same thing. Why not? Why not say, look, the guy didn't daven ma'ariv. It's true, it wasn't his fault. He was an onain, right? It wasn't allowed to daven ma'ariv. But now it's shachris. You have to make it up. So the Torah says no, because kevin shemalayla lo haya chayv lispalil. At nighttime, he wasn't obligated to daven. And he had to daven at night. When do we? If a person had an obligation to daven ma'ariv, just he didn't do it for some reason, he fell asleep, or it wasn't feeling well, and he lost track of the time, whatever, some type of toll, some type of mistake. So then he has to make up the miss ma'ariv by davening shachris, just when I say twice. But the Torah writes, again, this is Yoredeya Simon Shin Mem Aleph, that if the person missed ma'ariv because he couldn't daven ma'ariv, it was an onein, because the relative had died, so then he doesn't have to make it up by davening shachris in the morning. And then the Torah goes on to say, what about Havdalah? Is there Machlokas? You have to make Havdalah. You not have to make Havdalah, because is Havdalah beyond, we know that there are dinim that pertain to Havdalah even after Saturday night. Let's say a few weeks ago, Tisha B'Av, we made Havdalah on Sunday night. Or if a person could not make Havdalah. So that's the question. Is the Havdalah that takes place after Motzei Shabbos just a makeup for Saturday night? Or no, it's still considered the Zman of Havdalah. That's a different, it's an important discussion, but not for now. But that's how the Torah quotes the name of the Rosh. So the Drisha, printed on the bottom of the page in the Torah, and Oz Gimel says, V'lo domi l'shachach v'lo ispal aris. So mikan hoya nireh, so the Drisha derives from here, it would appear, Du'a din la'oskim b'tzorchei tzibur. If a person was in the middle of doing some need for the tzibur, chayotzib, or some other thing, bizman hatfila shepotem elispalo. There are certain occasions, Gemara's and Brachas, a person was involved in some type of other mitzvah, and as a result, he wasn't able to do the mitzvah of tfila, and then bizman tfila passed. So the Drisha writes, it would appear from here, not just in the case of a mace, where a guy was an onan and that's why he couldn't daven on Saturday night, but in any case, if a person misses Zman Tfila because of some type of mitzvah that he was involved in, Sochei Tzibur or something, so he's also Potem Elispalo. Okay? And as he says, Umitocha, he's involved in some Sochei Tzibur, Umitocha Esek Ovar Zman Oso Tfila, because of what he's involved in the time for that the Tfila passed, Shagam Kane ain't Sarchlashim, you also don't have to make it up this man Tfila Shacharel in the next man. Lispalo Stein Echel Tashlumin. Make him daven twice, one Tashlumin. Why? Kaven Shagam Kane Bisman Haisek Hayapotem Itfila. Because at that time, whatever he was doing, again, he refers to Orachaim Sim's Kuf Tzadi Gimel, certain situations, don't come up that often, but certain situations, a person involved in some type of important Tzarchei Tzibur, so we say that he's Potter from, Tfila. So the Drisha writes, let me just take a look at some of the cases. Here it is. He sends us to the end of the Kuf Tzadi Gimel. I don't think that's a correct. It's not correct. Okay, whatever. There are certain cases.
In Orheim?
Yeah, but it's not correct. It's an incorrect reference. No, I'm saying the Drisha quotes from here, but I couldn't find it, but he sends the. That was good for some other, and it cannot be, no, it's not correct. Okay, so we'll have to hunt around. Whatever it is, but there are certain times where a person is, potter from Tfila because he's osik with Tzarchei Tzibur. So it says that the Drisha says that if he's still involved in that activity and the whole Zman Tfila goes by, so he's potter, he's same as the owning, same as the case they quoted from the Rush. It was that he was an owning, so he's potter from Tfila, doesn't have to make it up. So Paskin's the Drisha. Okay? Kevon shegamkein bizman ha'esek haya poter mitzvila kimo ba'avelus b'hokot. Same thing here. The mali p'tur mikoch onus davelus. So esek mitzvah. What's the difference if he's poter because of the avelus? It means the aninus, right? And he's poter because of one of the other reasons. The person he poter mitzvila is tzarchei tzibur. Well, Dati, in my opinion, says the Drisha is other Rabbah. Kol Shekein Hu. It's a Kavachomer. Dabishas Oskar B'tzarchi Tzibur Gam Kena Ovad Avodas Hashem Yisborach. God wasn't out playing ball. He was doing something which is was necessary for Dvar Mitzvah, some other Tzarchi Tzibur. So, he was doing something good. So what's the difference? Ma Yisrael Abal Kim Rusayin. Right. So, okay, it's quotes a pasuk, but the point of pasuk Kavalos. But the bottom line is that the Drisha Paskins that this tour in that the Shulchan Aruch, the tour Shulchan Aruch, the tourist talks about in regards to someone who has an anina situation, therefore misses the tefillah, and he doesn't have to make it up. So the tour, the Drisha says, it's true about other types of the turim as well.
What's
so
the
clear.
Well.
I don't think so. It's a makeup. You know, he's required to make it up. But the point here, he's only required to make it up if you had a chiyuv in the first place. You're a bar chiyuv. So the implication here is that when some sort of an onus situation happened, you're not a bar chiyuv. And that's what I want to look at. That's the question. The question is, when we say that onus rachmona patre, and we're applying it to mitzvahs, the question is, what does that mean? Does that remove the person from the status of being a bar chiyuv? The guy's not a bar chiyuv anymore because he's part of the onus rachmona patre, right? He's exempt from this mitzvah because of the onus situation. So therefore, he's not a bar chiyuv. Alternative, one could argue that he is a bar chiyuv. Right? You could say he's a bar chiyuv, but just we're not going to we can't apply tashlum. We're not going to punish a person. Maybe he is a bar chiyuv. That's the question. What do we mean by onus rachmona patre? That's really the crux of the issue here. But based on the drisha that once you putter, so then you're out. That's it. So whether you putter because it's aninos, you putter because it's tzarchei tzibur, whatever the tour is. It's the same. So paskins the drisha again in Yoredeya Simon Shin Mem Aleph. The Truma Sadeshin.
Yeah. Although affected the Tzapa Torah and Mitzvah, but it is you putting yourself into the Mitzvah. It's not on the Chachmana Patre.
It's not from outside.
No, it
depends on the case.
You can have,
yeah.
You have to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. The Truma Sadeshin has a different, a related discussion. Simon Hay. Here, the situation was not even a mitzvah. He says, "Erunim of pekidim shalchu achra v'shalach me'atzma aleim machmaschov." A guy had to appear, you know, before the pekid. I don't know what's officer, official, some type of an official, for a monetary matter. He had some kind of a debt. She'esh al aramoyim with the goyim. Ve'richom with divrei kuch upsharos. They had a whole discussion, a debate, you know, figuring out a mindset, you know, where the guy owes, doesn't owe money. V'lo he'achol ipatim mehem. Okay. Alien came by the hefse brosachov. You know, if he'd leave, he couldn't tell the guy, I gotta go down to Mincha now. If he'd leave, once he left the office, they're gonna rule against him. So this guy's having a whole discussion. And he had to sit down with them and discuss Lishtos man. We'll have a little drink with the guys. You know what I mean? He's trying to work with these officers to get his, whatever his debt to work out. And he ended up missing Mincha. The guy was in the middle of, in plain English, the guy was in the middle of an important business meeting. He couldn't walk out without having to sustain a significant hefsid, and he missed Mincha. So the Truma Sadeshin is yes, in Kihayachu Kihay Gavin was follow Arbish time a lot. Can he make it up by davening Meirav twice or not? Because the truth is, far from a knas, Josh, I think the understanding of Tashuman is, it's almost like a benefit to him. It's a privilege, right? If a guy, that's what the Gemara says, a guy intentionally skipped davening. We don't let you make it up. The guy was, did it on purpose. He was, there was negligence and so on. Here wasn't negligence. He, you know, was hefsid merubah and so on and so forth. So the Truma Sadeshin says, Yeroa, the Shapir Domil is follow Arbish time. Okay, I think he should daven Meirav twice, okay? Because here, the guy is Lav Mezid Mikri. He's not amazed. I mean, you know, it's true that he was amazed. He could have said, gentlemen, I have to leave now. But then he would have lost his whole case. That's not called Mezid. He says, V'dami la'onis. It's more like an onus. He had to be stuck. Right? The guy was stuck in this lawyer's office, and he couldn't get out. It's more like an onus. And he quotes it. Gemara and so on, to the, he thinks, backs it up. And therefore he says, he brings a riot from the Gemara Moed Katan that any time a person is mevatel a mitzvah because of his money situation and not to lose, so that's called an onus. All right. Now, in fact, he brings another riot from the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara says,
"We'll give the money to stock after."
Okay, that's all. Make it up, right? He talks about someone who's shochach Talmud. The Gemara and Brachas talks about someone who's shochach Talmud machmas onus. The God is learning because of onus. And Rashi says, well, what happened to the guy? Either shehu choli, he got sick, and the memory was affected, right? Oh, nitzred b'tarach dochuk mizonos. He got so busy having to make a living, and time to learn, so he forgot his lesson. That's called an onus, right? Anyway, so the point of the Shema Sadeshin is this is also called an onus, and therefore what? and therefore he is obligated to daven the second Myra's. So that's different than the Drisha. Because the Drisha, Paskin, we said before, that just like the Torah says with regards, the Torah says in the name of the Rush, that the guy who's was an onain is considered an ones, and therefore he's potter. So too, a guy who's involved in tzachik tzibur, it's also like an ones, also potter. The Shemas Adeshin doesn't paskin that way. So you have a machlokas as to what the status, the situation is. So in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Ches of Orachayim, Simon Kuf Ches, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber paskins, Ta onenas velo ispalo shachris. Someone made an error, an honest mistake, not amazing, right? A mistake, something got messed up, onenas, you got something forced into an uncontrollable situation. Velo ispalo shachris, then ispalo mincha shtayim, harishona mincha, vashmino tashumin. Okay? The first one is, that's always the rule with tashumin. The first tefillah is the regular tefillah of that slot, and then the tashumin is always the second one. Okay, as I pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Taz, in Sivkot Aleph, writes as follows. The Yoridaeus in Shin Mem Aleph, and he refers back to that din in Yoridaeus in Shin Mem Aleph, Hilchos Aninos, Kosa B'Sif Beis, Demisha Meis Lo Meis B'Shabbos, the Pesach, I don't mean the Shulchan Aruch, I read it from the Torah, but it's the same thing. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Misha Meis Lo Meis B'Shabbos, somebody dies on Shabbos. The Motzoi Shabbos Lo Yispalo, the guy can't daven Motzoi Shabbos, now he's an Onan. Uva Boker Ein Tzorach Lispalo Shtayim, Kedei Lahashum Tfilos Erev, Shekvar Ovar Zmana. You don't have to make it up, there's no Tashuman in the next day. Velo Domi L'Shachach Lo Yispalo Arvishim Yispalo Shachar Shtayim, Kevin Shabalai Lo Hayachav Lispalo, right? That's exactly out of the Chaber Paskin. It wasn't Chayiv at night, so you don't have to make it up during the day. Good, Ad Kamashona. Because of Shom B'Sefer Drisha, so the Paz here in Orachayim, close to Drisha over there in Yoridea. He quotes the whole thing. I don't have to read the whole story again, but he mentions that a guy was also in Tzorchei Tzibur, and therefore he missed davening is also putter, because what's the difference whether it's an onus because of a melus or it's an onus because of something else? Says the Taz, "Tamani im yotza dvarim elu mipioso tzaddik." I'm astonished that such a svara came from tzaddik like the Bala Drisha. Astonishing, he says. Da kolsu onus mikri putter mitfila. The Khan Aminan Behedim Nenas Mispalo Stein. Usually if something is an onus, attack your potter from davening. But here we said im nenas mispalo stein. That's the din here in our Achayim Sun Kovches. Ta onenas. The guy was an onus, right? So it says he has to make it up. That's the exact case of Shulchan Aruch. The exact case of Shulchan Aruch is that a guy was nenas, ta'a, but that's not our problem, but onenas. That's dafka when you make tashuman, when there was an onus situation. So how does the, what's going on here? I mean, that's goof of the case where you do make it up when there's an onus. V'su, and furthermore, the cost of a Shumas Hadesh and Simen Hay, we just read it, v'misha taru deitzel ha-pakid machmas chov, the case where the guy was busy in the office because some kind of chov and he couldn't daven and tone without hefsid mamon, and he missed the tefillah, so mikra onus, he's called an onus because of this monetary situation. So says the Taz, Harei lecha behedya. Af agav, the hoya potter b'osa shah, so filo machmas tirda, the mikre onus. Okay? Even though the guy was potter at that moment because of this occupied time, which is called an onus, it'll be the same thing like Tzorchei Tzibur. The Taz wants to say that Tzorchei Tzibur is parallel to the Shmos Hadeshin's case. And just like in Shmos Hadeshin's case, where the guy was busy with avoiding his monetary laws, we call that onus, but we say he's got to make it up. So too in the Tzorchei Tzibur case. He says, the chol ikar tam, the osa atshuva, Shmos Hadeshin, in the tam, the choshiv, come up here to the mitzvah. The imkei nistara das baladrisha bezeh. So the baladrisha is wrong, says the Taz. The ein dinin bezeh liftur da avelus. So you can't compare it to the avelus case. In other words, we have the following that are cases that are on the books, right? The tour passes from the Rush, from the Rishonim. Okay, from the Rishonim, the Rush seems to say, not seems to say, does say that if a guy loses a relative on Shabbos, he's an onen of Motzoi Shabbos, he doesn't have to make up the tefillah on Sunday morning. The missed Myriv, that's what we have on one side. Then we have the ruling of Shumas Hadesha on the other side, that the guy who got involved in a business case and so on, because of the potential loss, couldn't get out of the room, he ended up missing Mincha. That's also called an onus, and in that case, Shumas Hadeshin says you do have to make it up with another tefillah. So now, in the middle is the case of the Drisha raises. So what about a guy who's also the Tzorchei Tzibur? So the Drisha wanted to compare it to the Rush's case, and the Torah quotes, and the Taz thinks not so. Taz thinks it's better to compare it to the case of the Trumas Hadeshin, and therefore, why, what about the case Taka? I mean, you can't argue with what the Rush said. What about the case of the Onain? Says the Taz not similar. He says, the Ein Dimin Bezelip towards Avelos. The Hossam, Efshar Lol Hispalel, the guy had the capacity to daven. The Yosef Vod wasn't doing anything. He wasn't like stuck somewhere. There was nothing wrong. He could have davened. Ela shechachamim patru. But the chachamim exempted him from davening. It's sort of like it was him, but the exemption came in from something else. In other words, he was physically able to daven. This guy was sitting in his house Motzei Shabbos, a relative who just died. He could have davened. He wasn't occupied. He wasn't stuck someplace. He could have davened. But the chachamim patted him from davening. For Al-Kain, Ein shayach shom tashlumin. Dein ze mikre onus. That's not onus. What is that? That's ela. That's the ptur. It was exempted. It's not an onus situation. That wasn't an onus. I mean, the relative died, so there happens to be a ptur, an exemption that goes into effect. He's not an onus. There was no situation of duress.
Like it's recorded as if he did.
In a certain sense, yeah. In a certain sense, yeah.
But in that communication, if the relative died, Moshe Shabbat.
Yeah.
When Moshe Shabbos before the guy davened Meyers, there was a point in time where the guy actually had a chiyuv to daven Meyers.
That's just in case. He just didn't happen to do it yet.
He hadn't done it.
He obviously didn't know the person was dying, so he hadn't done it yet.
Whether or not it's that they got him completely out of the chiyuv.
Okay, that's a good litmus test. Yeah, yeah. And what he's saying is, what if the chiyuv arrived already?
It is a window opportunity, but he's allowed to wait.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a question. Rabbi, you might say he's already a Bar Chiyuva, though. Let's say, forget about Shabbos. It's a regular Wednesday night. The guy was playing Daven Meir at 10, you know, not at 8, and then at 8:30 he got the bad news. You know, so it's possible. Possible case, yeah. Anyway, back to the Taz. So the Taz says, the ain't the mikra onus ala potter, masha enochen kan, who ain't go ptur. Okay, we don't say here this guy was nenas. He wasn't potter from Meir. Okay, elav yesh yesh elav onus. So lo hayo yochel ispalo. Shein lo pnai v'havi kimo cholas. Shein yochel ispalo. The guy, like he was sick. The guy was bedridden. The nasi couldn't daven. Right? Oh, shikur. Kol zem mikri onus came in shu atzmo bar chiyuvahu. The guy himself is a bar chiyuva. Okay. Al zeh bara tiknu tashlumin. In this case over here, tall and then the guy was a bar chiyuva. Just for some extraneous circumstance, the guy was bedridden in the hospital, so whatever, he was had to take him some kind of a thing to put him to sleep, whatever it was, or you know, shikr, it wasn't right to his power and so on, but as the gavri was a bar chiyuva, Mashiach came in the case, and he wasn't a bar chiyuva. So that's the position of the Taz. So Taz clearly holds that the phrase onus rachmona patre does not mean that the guy, mamish, like, had a ptur, and therefore, he's no longer classified as a bar chiyuva. That's the chiddush of the Taz. The Taz is saying the guy who's an onain, that wasn't a ptur. Okay, that wasn't an onus. That's a ptur. He's exempted. Like you want to say, like he did it, or he was never in the parsha. You know, if he was the terminology, he was never in the parsha of being chayav. This guy who was an onain. The other person was in the parsha, but something happened that knocked him out of the picture. So therefore, he has to make it up. That's what the Taz says. So the Taz's point is that an onus is a bar chiyuva. Now, what's an afkamina? So the possible afkamina is, can this guy, you know, let's figure out a case, in the time that he's an onus, and we'll see in a second in Shohar, at the time that he's an onus, can he, for one afkamina again is tashlumin, I mean, that's a clear afkamina. Another possible afkamina is, when this guy is an onus, can he be motzi somebody else? Is he a bar chiyuva? He's not a bar chiyuva. We have a general rule that calls einam mechuy b'davar, einam motzi derav midechavosam. So you have another case that comes up, that they bring up as follows. An interesting type of case. This is an Orach Chaim, to enrage Tzadi Zion, it's Hilchos Havdola. Amot Shabbat. It says as follows in the Shulchan Aruch, it's the end of Sif, the end of the Simon, enrage Tzadi Zion, Sif Hei. Mi she'enom me'riach. The guy's sense of smell is impaired. Maybe it's permanently impaired or stuff. No, he can't smell anything. Okay? Eino mevarach al absamim. He cannot make the brach on the besamim in Havdola, because he can't smell anything. Right? Ella in ken miskaven lahotzi b'nei beis ha'ktanim shigil l'chinuch lahotzi mishen ha'deya. Unless he's being motzi somebody else. Either a child is old enough or somebody else doesn't know. He's motzi somebody else. So it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that he's still a bar chiyuva. words, he can say the bracha even though he's not smelling anything. If they stay right.
But this would be particular to Havdalah. Like, if he had a friend who wanted to smell a rose but didn't know how to make a bracha.
So that's an interesting question, and that's exactly the Mogen Avraham is mefakpek about in Sifkat Mehei. Because what is the nature of the Baruch Mitzvah of Shalom and Havdalah? Is it just the Birchas Hanen, or is there a Birchas Hamitzvah quality to it? So yes, you have to say, you know, that there's some Birchas Hamitzvah entity to it. So that's the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. Mishenu Mariach Enu Mavachal B'Shalom Ella in Kein Miskavel Lahotzin Son to be mostly somebody else. Okay. So here, the Mogen Avraham wonders and says, "Cotton hay, but you know, what's the purpose of the B'Shalom? It's to sort of." To wake you up, and you know, if the neshama yisera just departed, so you feel faint, so that's what it is. What kind of? All right, but he discusses whether it's a brichas mitzvah or not, and so on. But the Rebbe Akiva Eger in the Hagos Rebbe Akiva Eger on the side on that Mogen Avraham says the following: the kosher, okay, because gam im have a brichas mitzvah, even if you hold it's a brichas mitzvah, let's assume it is a brichas mitzvah. Right, because it's in the Yehuda said, like in the context of Havdalah, it's not like some guy smelling a rose. In the context of Havdalah, that's the old question. The same thing with the Bar Pergaf and Kiddush, and you know, those things are elevated, even though they're Brich Hanenin, but they're in association with the performance of a mitzvah, they may have their status elevated. But Rebbe Akiva Eger says, even so, mikol makom, kevan dehu ein lo chush hareach, hu potel agamem mitzvah zu. So it is a Brich Hamitzvah. So what? He doesn't have the chush hareach, doesn't have the sense of smell, so then he's potter from this mitzvah. Umikri ein mechuyv bedaver sheinu motzi achein. Shouldn't he be called an ein mechuyv bedaver who's not motzi other people? The domid will come on, right? Even tafkuf peites, and yonah diomer, right? The beginning of tafkuf peites doesn't say what it's talking about. It's talking about someone who, you know, who wants to go shofar, can't hear. Okay, that's the topic over there, right? V'ulai yeshloma, so the Rekiv Eger says, ulai yeshloma. The mikri bar chiyuva, he's nevertheless called a bar chiyuva. Im nizdamen lo dover shu chozek biyose the mischazek rosh of a gufo. Rav Avraham has a case where the smell is so powerful that he doesn't smell it, but it has some other type of impact on his head or on his makes him shake. Or there's some hanor, there's some type of the benefit that the guy gets from it. But otherwise,
you let people say bar chiyuva
without tasting them before. Right. So that's right. So that, but there you could do it, just don't want any. Let's say there I make the bar per governor kiddush. What you're saying is you make bar per governor kiddush. It's enough that if someone at the table drinks, you don't have to drink it. That's true. But there I could drink it, just that I don't have to. Here the point is the guy is not. I'm a mechuyev bedover in that case. I'm a mechuyev to make kiddush and drink the wine. It just happens that someone else is going to drink the wine. That's okay.
So,
okay, but here is
you've already been the kaddish b'yom. So why are you saying the kaddish b'yom again?
Right, so that's the issue of Arvus. So that's a different issue.
But it would seem to have the same thing as long as there's someone else there to
right, but again, but you as a guest, that's the old question of how can you be motzi someone else if, let's say, that's the question with the wife or someone else, you know, you want to be motzi. So there, but you're still technically a bar chiyuva. You've already yotzi your chiyuva. You're still called a bar chiyuva. Here, we keep making lots of times, this guy is not called a bar chiyuva vis-a-vis this thing. He's not a bar chiyuva. Right. So
outside the context of mitzvah, that wouldn't be true. Just
right.
If you wanted to make a bracha, eat an apple, and you didn't know how to make a bracha in Hebrew, I can't make the bracha for you if I'm not having any of the apples. When we're outside of the
realm of a mitzvah,
because I'm not eating any apples.
So it seems to be machlokas in the end. I mean, the Taz seems, and then the Chabar, the Taz by by Tzilas Tashlumin, and the Shulchan Aruch here. Seem to say that the guy is still called a bar chiyuva. That's why the Taz says there's Tashlumin, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch says here he can vote the other people. Akiva Eger might want to tie that a guy who's an honest, we don't want to, it's not the guy's fault, he can't smell, he's an honest, right? And he's got a stuffed nose, so he's an honest. So somehow his sense of smell is impaired, so he's an honest. So therefore he's potter, he's not in the parish at all of this mitzvah. So there's a tshuva, not a tshuva, but an essay on the subject from the Chalkus Yoav. Chalkus Yoav was a Talmud, I think, of Yavne Nezer. So he has several. The whole section in the back of the tshuvas after Chelakos Mishpul Dine Onus. There's a few number of pages, maybe 5-6 pages on the Dine of Onus. So in Anaf Dalid, he talks about Ato Avar. I'll now explain. B'mishenenas milasos mitzvah machmas chisaron begufo. This case, a guy is nenas and he can't do a mitzvah because of some type of injury or so on. Do we say imhavi rak kaonus over etzem barchiyavu? Okay. Do we say that the etzem, the guy's the bar chiyuv, I just he can't do this mitzvah. Kegon shu ilaim, ve'en yochel lukos kriyashma. V'chol ha-mitzvah satluyus b'fiv. Right, but the guy is mute, so he can't say kriyashma or any other mitzvah that depends upon speech. Right? Is he still a bar chiyuva? Or shu potter be'etzem? Or is he take potter? Or is he out of the parasha altogether? So that's what he discusses, and in the context of this statement, he mentions as follows. He says, he holds that a person who is, Rayab Rula, just a moment, he quotes this figure in Arachayim Sun Reis Sadi Zayin. Rayab Rula then the early, Mahadim of Urba Arachayim Sof Sun Reis Sadi Zayin, Demish Ein Lo Chush Harayach, Ab Shein Lo Rachal Abisam Motzi Shabbos, Nikomachu Yochal Oti Acher Mirchas Abirchas Besamim, right? He refers to this din of Shochar, that even somebody who can't smell can nevertheless promote somebody else the Rachal Besamim. Mitam the brachas b'sol motzei Shabbos choshek the brachas mitzvah like you said before you don't motzei Shabbos the brachas considered brachas mitzvah. Magen Avraham Sukkot name fact was there. The Tamua hello afim the brachas mitzvah come up come harim ain't a bar chiyuva came and shein lo chush harayach come on the daber bein hashomei b'sofer right that's the Rebbe Kiv Eger Kvarim is that going to be Kiv Eger? But he holds it's no problem because he holds the ban is bar chiyuva mikri k'moshek asavno. He says the guy is considered a bar chiyuva. Now, and the difference he mentions is as follows. He says, what are you trying to emotzi the guy? Okay? This guy could technically be motzi himself in the Birchas HaReach. Just so happens he can't smell. But as far as what he's trying to do for the other guy, he can do that. He can say a bracha. He can say a bracha very well. The only thing is he can't smell. But there's no, he's not removed from reciting the bracha. Now the other guy can smell just fine. He just doesn't know Hebrew, or he doesn't understand. Can't say, you know, he doesn't know the bracha so well. So therefore, I'm going to say the bracha. I'm the guy with no sense of smell. I can be motzi the other fellow, says the Chalkos Yehov, because what I'm being motzi him in, I'm takeh bar chiyuva. It just so happens I can't smell, but what I want to be motzi the guy in the bracha relates to me, just that I can't smell, but I'm in the parsha of the bracha, and that's all I want to be motzi. I'm not going to smell it for him. He's going to smell it. So therefore, the bracha relates. He says.
So if a guy has no hands, could it be somebody for a lulav? That's right. Can't do it.
The bracha? Maybe that's an interesting question. Maybe it would be. I don't know. According to this approach, he could say. No, but the Chacham doesn't want to say that he can.
No, if he has no possibility.
Oh, no possibility. Well, this. No, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure.
This guy
can't smell, and we're saying he can say Baramina.
Yes, see, now, I don't know. Let's read the next. You can be Medayak your way from the rest of the words. Let me just read you what he says. He says, again, so, Bebrocha hare yachol lahotzi gamis atzmo ilo haya yachol lahariach. If he'll be able to smell, he could say the bracha himself. Just say if he can't smell, he can still say the bracha. That's what he'd say for you.
Wait a second. Is there mitzvah of after smelling it for sure?
No, that's the question. See, that may be the difference. You're right. Yeah. Okay, but here's what he says. It would be like, what about a guy who does have the ability to smell? But he's not. I heard Abdullah of it. I don't feel like smelling. I don't like the smell of the sun so much. I can smell fine. I'm just not going to smell it. So the Yehov Yisrael claims that's the case here. The case is here, this guy who can't smell is just like a guy who can't smell but doesn't smell right now. Right? Because he doesn't feel like doing it. So I'm just making Havdalah for you. So I make the Bar Mitzvah. It's part of the Havdalah, the mitzvah process of Havdalah. So I give you the Bar Mitzvah. I don't smell anything. So he says the same thing. Mabekach, came in the Mekomok, and Bar Chiyubu. Vahari Ki'ilu, Hayala Chusharech, Rakshem Rech Achshav, in Cain. Ein Bahabrocha, Shum Reyes, Lagabide, Velo Shachkan. It's not like the other cases and so on. So that's the truth. The Chalkos Yod says, no, the guy is Chayev. That's why he answers he disagrees with the Mekiv Eger and sides more with the Taz and so on, that even though you're not able to do something right now, but you're still called the Bar Chiyuva. You're called the Bar Chiyuva with regards to Tashlumen, and you're called the Bar Chiyuva with regards to the Birchas HaReach. So says the Chalkos Yod. Now he points to, yeah.
Unless the Masa, like Saturday night, Moshe Shabbos, my mother will call me.
Yeah.
If she's out, I say Abdullah for it. Pointing to this, I may not have to have the sound in front of me when I say
that. That could be, yeah. Enochanami, correct. Uh-huh. Correct.
But what if this guy's by himself, if he's alone and there's no one around? But is he under from the problem?
Yes, I would say so, because then. Yeah, because the bracha is not going to chal anything.
So he's only bar chiyuva anyway.
Yeah, it'll be a strange thing, right? It'll come out funny, right? So, that is, yeah. Now, there is an interesting Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, which again the Hilchos Yoav sends us to. So we'll find the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Bikurim Halacha Dalad. Perek Gimel Halacha Dalad. Try to find it. Just a moment. So he says the situation is, what if a person, you know, when they did, when they brought Bikurim, so you had to be Kore, you had to read certain psukim. That's actually next week's schedule. So I'll mention this now. I'm not going to share next week, so I'll mention one thing right into next week. You have Mikra Bikurim at the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, right? So you have to make a certain declaration around the Ovedavi, v'chule, v'chule. So this guy, the Rambam Paskin in Paragil Hukul Bikur, Alocha Dalid, that She'ein HaKriya Na'akeres Achilosam. Okay, the Kriya is not Na'akev. So the Mishnah Lamelech on that Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim writes, Yesh li stopik be'ilein im ha'kriya ma'keves. What if a guy's a mute? So now what? He wants to bring his Bikurim. Is the Kriya required or not? Because maybe the Efsher, the Dafke b'misha roi likros ein ha'kriya ma'keves. Is the old Kolarola Bila ein Bila ma'keves. In other words, maybe we say, when do we say that the Kriya is not Ma'akev? When somebody is able to do the Kriya and just doesn't, so then the Kriya is not Ma'akev. Okay? Avo Misha Eino Roy, right? But if someone's not at all in the parish of doing the Kriya, then maybe he's excluded altogether. In other words, when do we say a guy's not excluded? That's when he's a shayach to the parish of Mikra Bikurim. Just doesn't say it because whatever else. So then the reading is not Ma'akev. That's what the Rambam says. But what about an Elaine? So he says, "Ukad Rav Zera Dama Kala Roy LeBila Ain Bila Ma'Keves." But it's a din in Menachos of all things. Bila means it's like blue of a shemen. They're mixed, so it has to be something that could be mixed. If it could be mixed, then if you didn't mix, it's okay. But if something can't be mixed, then it's no good altogether. Hoshein Roy LeBila Bila Ma'Keves. But the Dugma Lezer Aminan Beparak Mitzvah Chalitza. The Mishnah goes on, and he raises this question. The Mishnah raises this question of an Elaim with regards to. With regards to Bikurim. So the Chalkas Yoav says, Al-Kay Nirali, at the very end of that tshuva that I mentioned before, that Anach Dalit, the Elaim Eino Mevi Bikurim Klal, Mishum Debar Chiyuv Kriyahu. He's a bar, like the Chalkas Yoav, Lushitoso. The Chalkas Yoav said that this guy who didn't have the power of smell is still a Bar Chiyuva. That's why he could say the Bracha for somebody else. Just so happens he can't smell. But he can still say the Bracha. But he says an Elaim, so Eino, he can't bring Bikurim at all. Mishum debarchi of Kriyo. Okay? V'amrina kol she'ena roi lebilav and quotes kol she'ena roi lebilav v'od nireh da'afim nemer da'onas la barchi of mitzvah zeh da'af mitzvah shu chovas aguf v'zeh shach lovet kol she'ena chol an kari. He mentioned there might be a difference of chovas aguf or not. But he says, m'mei lahach enami b'ilaim le'inan Bikurim came in the mitzvah kriya he chovas ha Bikurim. Right? Mitzvah's Kriya is part of the Chov of Bikurim, just like Bikurim require Tenufa, being weighed and so on, Kain Tzvichim Kriya Sabalim. Okay, you also need the Kriya. And therefore, in Kain, Av Shabalim Ilim Eni Chol Likos, Mikol Mokar, Amina Kol Aroi Labila, Uma'ake. So he says that therefore the guy wouldn't be able to bring Bikurim. So that's the Chalkas Yoav L'Shitaso. We'll just mention the Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Sefer Aslan Daraisa. Joseph Engel has a little sefer, has a sefer called Aslan Doraisa. Aslan Doraisa means the letters in the Torah. So there are altogether 27 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. Some of the 22, but we have the, what's called the Ender letters, right? The Sofis. Menatzach, Mem, Nun, Sari, Pei, Chav have a different form of the letter when they're written at the end of the word, right? They're Ender letters. So he has this little sefer, this sefer has 27 essays. That's why he calls it Aslan Daraisa. He always has, these are clever titles, Rabbi Yosef Engel. He has a sefer called Shivim Panam Latar, I think. So he has a Kash, which has 70 answers to, whatever. Another one, Gurus Shmonim, and whatever. So Lekach Tov. That's Lekach Tov. So Tov and Gematria is 17. That's the sefer. He has 17 essays in that book. So here in this Aslan Daraisa, he has 27. So Klal Yud Gimel is our question. Bo Yevur Misha Onos Milakai Mitzvahs Essay Ima Onos Potro Legamre Odilma Mechuyu Ela Shein Yochol Lakayim Chiyuvo. That's our issue, right? What do we say when someone's Onos for Mitzvahs Essay? Is the Onos Patrim completely? Or no, he's Mechuyu, but he just can't fulfill his Chiyuv. That's the Yosef Engel. It's the same topic. He doesn't quote the Chalkos Yom, but it's the same. He says, "Vatziya Divrei Tosfos Gittin." He refers to Tosfos Gittin. Daf Mem Aleph Mer Aleph. The sugya, the Chetzi Eved, the Chetzi Ben Chorin. That's always a fun sugya, right? Chetzi Eved, Milchas Chinuch sugya, right? Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chorin. So a person was half an Eved, half the free. So he's not allowed to marry anybody. Stuck. So it says, "Shekos Dulachach Nochem Masif Nahosam Asay the Sheves." It says over there that the Odon is supposed to free him because of the Asay the Sheves. Sheves means that a posuk is based on a posuk in I forgot if it's in Ksuvim. It says the world was not meant to be empty. L'sheves bro, l'so yitzar l'sheves bro. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be populated. So therefore, the Adon is required. L'sheves yitzar, l'tohu bro, l'sheves yitzar. I think is the full posuk. So the world was not meant to be empty, but rather it was for Shemesh, so people are sitting, people are dwelling, to live in.
Yep.
So that's a chiyuv that applies, the chiyuv of Shemesh. I mean, it's one of the issues that comes up in the beginning of the second part of Kiddushin. The Gemara says the famous sugya of mitzvah bel yosem mishlucho. Right? So, and it also says by the woman, mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. So all the Rishonim ask, what mitzvah is there on her? Is a mitzvah for her? What mitzvah is not Puravu? Puravu is on men and so on and so forth. Oh, but the mitzvah of Shemesh. Like the Ram quotes that, others quote that, beginning of the second parak of Kedushin. This mitzvah called Shemesh. It comes up in other places also. Even if a one is fulfilled, Puravu already. Puravu, will pass because they already have one male child, one female child. So you're already Yotzei, the mitzvah of Puravu. But nevertheless, it's proper if one can't have more children and so on because of this mitzvah of Shemesh. So here, because of the Asay of Sheves, the Mishnah says that the Adon should release the half owner, the owner of the other half, should let him free too, and now be able to get married. So the question is, Tosfos with the talk says, why did it bring up the Asay of Sheves? Why don't the Asay of Puravu? Right? I mean, that's a pretty good requirement too. Mishum the Asay of Sheves are Difa. Okay? Mishum I say the Puravu, lo in a kofan the rabbi l'shachacho. Okay, why? But for poor Vu, we would not have forced the Adon to release him. Why? Came to ever potter men of the Anasu. Because poor Vu, the guy's an Anas. He can't marry anybody. He can't marry Shifra. He can't marry a Baschorin because of, and he's in half and half status. Right? So he's stuck. So says the Yosef Engel, Vihine Gamze Tarach Havana. The came on Anas Potro, in came Mali Aser, Difo Aser, what do you mean? If he's potter, he's potter from Shevis also. Harim Ishneim Anasu Potter. Either one is an Anas, right? So the Nirlan is Daiti, he says as follows. Dehine had the onus rachmona patre, this whole din, and we come back now full circle to what we started with the beginning of this year, the whole din of onus rachmona patre is Yalfinan from the Pasuk in our Seder, and the Lanaro los asadova, right? The Zeo ach be onish, the Pasuk pshat in the Pasuk is in terms of onshin, right? We don't punish the woman, she screamed out and there was nobody there, she's out in the field, so she was raped, so what can we do? So it's not her fault, so therefore she'll be potter. But that which the status of onus hotters you from a mitzvah, so he says we haven't found it explicitly. However, acharei ha'ian says the Beis Engel yimtzu kavan of kusus b'zeh. Okay, iyal yidei mashu onus potter legamrei o shu chayv be'emes elo shein yochol lekayim chiyuvo. He says this hakira is. Do we say that when a guy is an honest, he's potter legamre? Or don't know, he's still a bar chiyuv, just he can't fulfill his chiyuv. And he says, "Hinei matzino b'zeh machlokas ben adrisha v'hataz." He quotes the same drisha and taz that we spoke about. "B'nanas v'yachol ispalat tila achas, im chayev lashim, as manasur shnei olav." I inhate the taz we looked at. "The pligi behedya b'zeh, im ha'onas potter legamre, v'lo shayach ha'shlama, kemes v'mechuyiv kalal b'shayta odilma mechuyiv hala, haya elasur yachol l'kayim." That's exactly the chakira. So there's this angle between the Taz and the Drisha, right? The Taz holds that once you're called once you're called an honest, so then Potter Gamri, the Shaykh Hashlama, Mashenu came, the Taz seems to learn that he's in a chuyv, just he couldn't do it, so therefore you have to have Tashlumin. Okay, Kashiyach Lakacha, Shapkai Lahashlin. Venero and his Daiti, the Yesh Lachriya Pesher Dabi Repukdazos. So we can find a compromise position, as it were, says Yosef Engel. The Yesh Beis Minei Mitzvahs. There are two different types of mitzvahs. Echad, mitzvahs ben olamakom, levad. You have mitzvahs that only ben olamakom. And there, ubezeh, hasvara no senes, the ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba betrunya imbriosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to come to fight with people. Hu mechayev aches mish yochel akayim ha-mitzvah. It only is mechayev someone who can actually do it.
But the others ain't a mechuy of klal. So ain't a kodesh baruch mevakeish mehadam rak meshiv yachalaso to do. Right? The kodesh baruch only demands a person do something, he can do it. If he can't do it, so you're out, you're potter in total. That's one type of mitzvah. But bay is another type of mitzvah. Is mitzvah zomel achavero. Kamo asiyas makeh. Right, building, it's also this week said, to put a fence around the roof. Uprias balcho, we're paying back something. Uchedome, duhu mitzad toeles havero. That's a mitzvah that benefits others. Ubevadai lo nemar bikmo zed deimhu onus ve'en yochol lasos makeh she'en hadover bat smusel v'tzarech lios. Devadai nitzroch v'nitzrochu. We don't say that, well, the guy, let's say the guy's got no hands, whatever, he can't put up a makeh. We say, now he's potter? You know, so he has to get someone else. The guy's still a bar chiyuv in the mitzvah. Right, just he's part of him doing. We don't say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't blame him. It's not, what do you mean? It impacts other people. V'chein bal chol, b'vah b'chai, v'ul ifro chol, v'ol ha v'shalim ha v'chamera, el sh'onosu, v'en el chol ha'kayim chiyuva. V'asha'enu kein b'mitzvah shim ol ha'mokho l'vad, v'chol ikra achiv u'ach mitzad v'tzoni yisbarach, v'vad, sh'rotza sh'nasa ha'dobar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this done. It doesn't impact anybody else. And, you know, when I put on tefillin, it doesn't impact anybody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, I should wear tefillin. Right? So then, Anach Michov Lasos Vitsonis Baruch Mitzosov Al Kain and others has no chiv at all. The ain boy yon mitzakal shakh barka wrote say rak from Ishaqlakaim. Below me shame yachosalakaim. The dog hate the swarazos. Good. Well the fiza he says, now let's look back at that sugya in Gittin. He says, next then on, let's take a look. Hine bemitzus period of a rivya nim soim shneha in yonam aila. The bat smuso he mitzu mechuyevis that Hashem is barkum mamar purvu, kichom mitzus nemer beloshen chova. Asu kach v'kach. Right, the proof it was a mitzvah. Do this and this. Right, umitzad zeh he ach mitzvah mechuyevus beinenu ben amokum levad. Right, offhand proof it's a mitzvah because Baruch Hu wants a person to have children. So it's like he wants a person to put on tefillin. Doesn't impact anybody else. However, avol bekrod the lo so bro the shevus yitzara gila hakos of the tachlis haolam shetiam yushevus me adam. The purpose is to fill the world. In Cain, Mizeh HaKosuv, Noda Sheishchiv Al Kol Odom Avur Tikkun HaOlam. Right, the original Tikkun HaOlam, to fix the world. In other words, to populate the world. It's to the benefit of the world. Lifros Ulirvos. So the Fizeh, Nimtzeinu Lemeidim Sheish Hevdo Ben Beiz Achiv Mo'ele. Dasei the Pruor Vu, the Havi Ach Asei Veloshen Chiv. Sin Cain, Mimela, Onis Potter Mimela Legamre. Finished. Right, the Chetzi Ever Chetzi Ben Chorin. He's Potter for the mitzvah. So this is a Pruor Vu. It's a private mitzvah. So he's potter from it. And therefore, there's no need for the Adon to be Meshacher him, because of the mitzvah Purvu, what do you mean, Meshacher from Purvu? He's potter from Purvu and finished. This guy, because of the honest situation, he can't marry anybody, so he's not potter from Purvu, finished. That's why the Tosu says it. That's why the Adon is not going to be obligated to release him on account of the Purvu. However, Aval Asay de Sheves, but the Asay of Sheves, who Avur Tikkun Olam, now we don't say, okay, it's not needed anymore. What do you mean? The goal here is to populate the world. So just because this guy can't do it right now, that goal is removed? It's not true. That's the Aseya Purvu. The Evid is Potter, so therefore we ain't Kofanis Adon Shacharo. Okay, because he has no Chiyav at all, and the Adon is not Mechuyav to bring the guy into Chiyav Mitzvahs, and we don't force the Adon to release the Eved so that the Eved can do Mitzvahs. That's not the Adon's business, right? But they say the Sheves, where the Eved is Mechuyav, just he can't do it right now, so then we do that, we are called for the Adon to Meshachar him. So the other angle's klal is, you have to look at the Mitzvah. When the goal of the Mitzvah is that this individual gets this job done, and doesn't impact anybody else, that's the Mitzvah. So then, when he's potter, that Mitzvah is not there, because he's an honest, and he does not have to get this job done. Our Kadosh Baruch Hu only demands that the job gets done by people who can do the job. Somebody who's in a situation who can't do the job, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to demand of him that he does it. But where the goal, let's say the Mitzvah of Sheves, is that this action be done, in general, impacting others, a makeh or Prius Bachov, or other things that impact other people, that's what our Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. So we don't say that just because this guy can't do it, so that goal isn't there anymore. Sure, the goal is there. The goal of putting up a makkah to prevent someone falling down remains there. It's not removed just because this guy doesn't happen to be able to do it. So mainly he's still chayev. If he's still chayev, so then he's still considered a bar chiyuv. So that's the suggestion. There's an angle to mechayev in different mitzvahs. You have to look in each mitzvah and figure out. This is a mitzvah. So I was thinking, it doesn't mention with regard to the case of the Havdalah, right? So perhaps in that case, you know, the goal is, you could say, the goal is for this other person, you know, to smell the summon. So therefore, there's a bar chiyuva here that can generate that chiyuv for this other person, or can be help that other person do the mitzvah. So mamela, my chiyuv would still be enforced to make the bracha, even though I'm not going to smell anything. But there is a desire, so to speak, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, that, you know, in the world, people should be smelling the besamim, that this other fellow should smell the besamim, so I'm in position to say the bracha. I'm still called the bar chiyuv. One could say that. I'm not sure, because the truth of the matter is it could be an individual mitzvah. So, and you have to look in each mitzvah and see how it falls out. Mamela, these are just, you know, again, the issue of onus rachmona patre, as we pointed out, as the Chalf Kassil said, it started with, you know, with a ptur from a punishment. But this is the question, whether when we say onus rachmona patre, to go back to the Chakira, does it mean patre, so he's considered to be potter min hadavar, it's a ptur, in the classic sense of a ptur? Or no, an onus is an onus, he's technically still chayav, it happens to be that we're not going to hold him at fault, so to speak, but he's technically chayav, then as soon as there's no more onus, and there's any way for him to make it up, like with Tashulman, they don't have to do so. So those are the different stuff. Okay. Once again, that's the next Thursday night. I have a chassis, won't be here. Parshas Kisava, but it's on the following week for Parshas Nitzavim. Okay.
Can you
just
check this if you had a question,
The pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshanon, "Lo sosifu adavar asher anochi mitzave eschem, v'lo sigru mimenu l'shmores mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem asher ani mitzave eschem." The pasuk teaches us that there's an iser to be mosif, to add to a mitzvah, or to reduce, or cause some reduction from a mitzvah. Both of these ways of amending a mitzvah are usur, either with addition or with reduction, with ligroa. Tosus in Rosh Hashanah, he asked the question, how is it that Chazal, when we have the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, which biblically means the Araisa, you're only chayav Teisha Kolos, and Tosus says, the Gemara tells us, Kedei La'arve Ves HaSatan, in order to confuse the Satan, we add Mea Kolos. Tosus says, why isn't this an Isser of Baal Tosif? So Tosus says, you want to know why this isn't an Isser of Baal Tosif? Because Tosus is Mechadesh, that any time you repeat the same action, or the same mitzvah, and you don't change it at all, to do a kol shofar, that's exactly what the Torah was Mechayev you, to do it many times, that's not an Isser Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif is only if you add a new thing to the mitzvah. If you or Baal Tigra is to retract something. But to add and repeat, that is not Baal Tosif. This is the Shita of Tosos. The Rashba comes along on that daf, asks the same question of Tosos, and he answers in a different way. The Rashba says, you want to know why it's not an Isser Baal Tosif? Not because the Mea Kolos is really a repetition of the Teisha Kolos, and therefore it's not under the category of Baal Tosif. Says the Rashba, no. The reason why is because we have a klal. Any time the Rabbanon make a takonah mid Rabbanon, and they're acting with the koach of Lo Sasser, under the rubric of the Torah, the Chachamim have a power, the Mela included in the takonah mid Rabbanon is that this is not a Baal Tosif. Chazal saw fit certain times that there should be certain mitzvahs midrabanan, and they add to certain mitzvahs, and obviously the koach of Chachamim does not include within it the Isser of Baal Tosif. And the Rashba says, I'll bring you a raya. The fact that the Rabbanan were metakin, that we should eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, that's not Baal Tosif, because there's a takonah midrabanan for whatever reason, and therefore they were added on to the days of sukkahs. And says the Rashba, the same is true when it comes to Baal Tigra. The Rashba says, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, the halacha is that we don't blow a shofar. Biblically, midah araisa, we would blow a shofar. There is no din de araisa not to blow a shofar. Chazal made a gzera, and they said, don't blow the shofar on this Rosh Hashanah, because Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Rishas Sarabim. Maybe you're going to carry in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and you'll come to be over in Isser of Chilul Shabbos because of the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. So Midrabbanan, they made it that they now do not have the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalios Shabbos. The Rashba says, why isn't this the Yisr of Al-Tigra? They're telling you not to do a mitzvah. So says the Rashba, rather, this must be that this is a proof to my Yisod, that any time the Chachamim are making a takana, so within that takana there's no Yisr Bal-Tosif, and there's no Yisr Bal-Tigra. So the Rashba takes a totally different approach from the Shita of Tosos in Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, does Tosos not agree to the Yisod of the Rashba? Or did it just have a different answer? The Pnei Yeshua, as well as the Menchas Tinnich in this week's parashah in Valeschanan, both point out that it's impossible to say that the Tosos doesn't agree to the Rashba. It has to be. It's such a fundamental Yisod that Takanas Chachamim don't include within it the Yisr Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra. It must be that they really agree. They agree in principle to the Shita of the Rashba. However, the Pnei Yeshua and the Menchas Chinuch say that they limit the Yisod of the Rashba. The reason why Tosos had to come on to another explanation and say that when it comes to the Mea Kolos of Tkiya Shofar, that Rabbanon added on to the 9 Kolos, that this is because it's a repetition and he couldn't answer like the Rashba, is because there are 2 different Takanos in the Rabbanon. Pnei Yeshua explains that when it comes to the din of Mea Kolos, this is the chash, this is the takana that really should have existed in the Zman of the Torah. When the Torah presented the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, the Torah knew that there was an idea of the Satan. And the Torah knew that maybe there should be Mea Kolos, Kedei La'arvin es HaSatan. And still, the Torah just said, 9 Kolos is sufficient. And the Torah ignored the fact that we need to confuse the Satan. A mitzvah which exists in the Zman of the Torah, and the Torah did not comment on it, the Torah did not take action and make a takana or make some sort of remedy in order so that the Satan shouldn't be able to attack us or somehow cause us to mess up with the Tkiyas Shofar. So obviously the Torah was not bothered by this. And Chachamim come on later on, they come around and they say, let's make a takana de rabbona kedei la'arvin es ha-satan to confuse the satan. Why is the chachamim more choshish than the Torah? This chash, the idea that the rabbonim are worried about existed in this man of the Torah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, as the Chinuch points out, Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra, the tam of the mitzvah is that the mitzvahs are shalim. The way the Torah gave us the mitzvahs, they're shalim, they're complete. And if we add on, we are showing that they're incomplete from the way the Torah delivered it and the way the Torah gave it over to us. This is only applicable in the time of Kedei La'arvin es ha-satan, which applies to those mitzvahs that were existing and the tame atakonos that existed bizman nesinas ha-Torah. However, says the Pnei Yeshua, Tosfos will agree Hanukkah, which only existed later on, or Megillah, which only occurred later on, obviously Tosfos would agree to the idea of the Rashba, and these mitzvahs do not include within them the Isser of Bal Tosif, because Chachamim have the koach to be metaking a din, and within their takanos, like the Rashba explains, there is no Bal Tosif or Bal Tigra. This is one way of explaining the debate between Tosos and the Rashba. Tosos in principle agrees to the Rashba. However, the Turi Evan does not take this approach. The Turi Evan assumes that there's a machlokus between Tosos and the Rashba, whether or not Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra only exist when you have a mitzvah in front of you and you're doing something or you're reducing. Or you have the Dalaminim in front of you and you're adding to these Dalaminim, you're adding a fifth min. Or you have the Dalaminim in front of you, and you reduce from the Dalaminim, you reduce 3 Minim. However, says the Turi Evan, when you look at the Rashba, there's a major Chiddush in the Rashba. The Rashba is saying, even before the mitzvah, before you do anything, you're sitting at home. Look at the Lashon of the Rashba. The Rashba's Raya, the Rashba's proof that he holds that there's Bal Tigra when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yus B'Shabbos. Says the Turi Evan, this is a huge Chiddush. The Turi Evan, the Rashba is telling me that I sit at home and I'm not blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. So says the Rashba that would be Bal Tigra because he has a chiddush and he says that since Chazal have a koach to make takanos, therefore the Isser of Bal Tigra is not applicable in the case of a takanos chachamim. But theoretically, the Rashba says this would have been Bal Tigra. the Turanim points out that Tosos could debate this whole Yesod. When I am sitting passively, and I'm not even involved in the mitzvah, the Yisr of Baal Tigra applies. The Yisr of Baal Tosef applies. No! If you're passive sitting at home, and you're not even involved in the mitzvah, the mitzvah of Baal Tosef, the Yisr of Baal Tigra is if you're involved in the mitzvah and you do some maisa actively to reduce it. However, if you're sitting there passive, that's not the Yisr of Baal Tigra. I saw Rav Zalman Sender, he writes that Rashi and Tosos have a machlokes in the end of Rosh Hashanah, whether or not the Gemara says, Lo Yafchis from Asara Psukim of Malchus. And the Gemara tells us that if you say the Pasuk of Ubusar Eschaka Suvleimor, the Gemara says, you're Yotze the Tfilas Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. So there's a machlokes Rishonim, what are you Yotze? You say this trick. It's a certain mechanism that you can now be, you can exempt yourself from the rest of Musaf. So the Rashi holds that there's two components in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. There's the Zichronos Malchus and Shofros, and there's the actual Korban, the Korban Musaf. So Rashi holds that the Zichronos Malchus and Shofros, you obviously have to say, like the Mishnah says, you have to say 10 Psukim. You can't not say it. You can't not only say Besaros Chukso Leimor. So when the Gemara says that Besaros Chukso Leimor could exempt you from Musaf, it's referring to the Korban Musaf. You don't have to say out the whole Korbanos of the Musaf. It's enough to say Zichronos Malchus and Shofros and Besaros Chukso Leimor. However, the Rabbeinu Tam there disagrees, and the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the Lashon of the Mishnah, Lo Yachis Me'asar Psukim, that you shouldn't say less than 10 Psukim of Malchios, that's only if you began. If you began saying Malchios, you should say 10 Psukim. However, if you didn't even begin the Malchios, and you said absolutely nothing, and now you want to say Ubisaras Chakasuvle more, so then that could exempt you from Zichronos Malchus and Shofros, and it's not a contradiction to the Mishnah, the Mishnah that says Lo Yachus Me'asar Psukim. Lo Yachus Me'asar Psukim is the Makom Shehitzchil. If you're Maschil, then the Lashon Shelo Yachus applies. But if you didn't start it at all, that's not a Lashon of Lahafchis. Says Rav Zalman Sender, the Rashi, there's proofs that Rashi in Rosh Hashanah and in Erevin holds like Shitas HaRashba, and he says that Rashi and Tosos in this scenario is really the Rashba and Tosos in the sugya that we just presented. When a person did not begin the mitzvah, and he's sitting at home, is there a Lashon Lahafchis? Is there a Lashon Ligroa to reduce? Says the Rashba, of course there is. What bigger reduction than not doing something at all? So therefore, Rashi says, you can't just say Ubsaras Chukasuv Leimor, then you're being Maschis, then you're reducing from the Chiyuv of 10 Psukim. However, Tosa says, no, the Lashon Maschis is when the mitzvah is in front of you. You do something, you're actively doing something, and then you're actively Migareya. But to sit at home and not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, or to just say Ubsaras Chukasuv Leimor, and not begin the Asar Psukim of Malchios, that is not a Lashon of Hafchasa, and that is not a Lashon of Baal Tigra, and therefore Tosos does not agree with the whole Yesod of the Rashba that Baal Tigra is applicable in this scenario. That's an option that Rav Zalman Sender points out. However, the Rashba Shita is very problematic. The Rashba Shita, the Turi Evin points out, and as the Turi Evin Kedarko B'Kodesh, the Baal HaShagas Aryeh, he really attacked Rishonim. And in this case, he really attacks Shitas HaRashba, and he asks a bunch of questions. I just presented to you that the Rashba said a Yisod, that any time there's a Takanas Chachamim, so then there's no Isser Baal Tigra, there's no Isser Baal Tosef, and what's the Rashba's proof? The Turi Evin says the Rashba's proof is, then the Rashba says the proof is from Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. There's no Isser Baal Tigra, there's no Isser Baal Tigra there, why not? You're not doing something. You're sitting at home and not blowing the shofar, says the Rashba. The reason why Baal Tigra is not there, is not applicable over there, is because it's a Takanas Chachamim. So you see, every Takanas Chachamim doesn't have the Isser Baal Tigra and Baal Tosef. Ask the Turi Evin, if this is the case, every time a person is mevatel a mitzvah esei, you sit at home and you don't put on tefillin, no different than you sitting at home and not blowing a shofar, according to the Rashba, you're over Baal Tigra. And let me ask you something, says the Turi Evin. There's one man to Amar Rabbi Yehuda who holds a lav she'en b'maisa lokin alav. a lot that you don't do, even if you don't have an action, we happen not to paskin like this, but even if you are over a lav without an action, you can get malchus. So every time I'm not going to put on tefillin, just like every time I'm not going to wear a blow shofar, I'm going to get malchus? A bittul mitzvah's essay, to be mevatel a mitzvah's essay, you can get malchus according to this man the Amr? We didn't find such a thing in Shas. How can the Rashba say, according to this man the Amr, you're going to be chayav malchus, and even without this man the Amr, you're over a lav every time you're mevatel a mitzvah's essay? A very strong question that Tori Evan asks. Question number two. The Tori Evan points out that there are a few Gemaras that seem to be mashma not like the Rashba. The Gemara says like this later on in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara is discussing certain details within the sugya of Baal Tosef. And the Gemara says, Abayi says, and the Gemara is discussing whether or not you need Kavana to be over the Isser of Baal Tosef. So Abayi says, if you tell me you don't need Kavana to be over the Isser of Baal Tosef, says Abayi, Hayashin Bishmini Besukha Yilke. Abayi says, if a person sleeps and eats in the Sukkah on the eighth day on Shmini Atzeres, he should get malchus. Ask the Turi Evan, according to the Rashba, why should he get malchus? If you're following a takanas chachamim to sit in the sugah on the Shmini Atzeres, there's an Isser Baal Tigra. There's an Isser Baal Tosef. The Rashba just told you takanas chachamim don't carry with it the Isser Baal Tosef. So why is Abaye questioning and asking that you should get Baal Tosef, that there should be Baal Tosef by the mitzvahs midrabanon of Shmini Atzeres? That's question number two the Turi Evan asks. Question number three, says the Turi Evan. When it comes to the Gemara in Sukkah and Aflam and Aleph and Beis, speaks about a scenario that there was a time that the crops weren't really coming out in a season, and they weren't able to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, and they only got three Minim, and they didn't have any Esrogim. And the Gemara says, should they bring the three Minim and bring a lemon or something else, and not bring all the four minim, or not? And the Gemara says, no, they shouldn't. You want to know why? Shema nafik churba minay. Maybe this will cause problems later on in life, years to come. People will think that it's enough to bring gimel minim, or it's enough to bring a lemon as an esrog, and people are going to think that this was actually kosher, and they're not going to realize it was just brought as a zecher, and it wasn't actually brought to be mekayim the mitzvah. The Turi Evan asks, according to the Rashba, what does the Gemara have to come on to another Gzeira? According to the Rashba, even though you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, but you're over Baal Tigra. To bring three Minim, you're over Baal Tigra because you're sitting and not being Mekayim the Mitzvah. So what's Shemanaf Bikhurma Minay? It's worse, it's Baal Tigra. And further, I'd like to add another question. If we take the approach that the Rashba disagrees with Tosfos, and there's a machlokus going on here, is it possible to say that the Rashba did not accept the Yesod of Tosfos? That the Rashba holds that if you do a mitzvah twice, if you repeat itself, it's not going to be, it's going to be Baal Tosef. You're sitting on the Leil HaSeder and you eat a second kezayis of matzah, you eat a third kezayis of matzah. That's going to be Baal Tosef according to the Rashba. How is it possible that he argues with this Yesod? Now, the Beis Halevi, when he read over the Turi Evan, he tried to answer some of the questions of the Turi Evan from the Rashba, the Beis Halevi in his Tshuvas and Siman Mem Aleph. He answers that we're misunderstanding the Rashba. It's obvious that the Rashba agrees that you can't passively and b'shev al taisa be over the Isser of Al Tigra. One has to be actively doing something and do a maisa migareya, to actively reduce from a mitzvah. Says the Beis HaLevi like this. If a person has a lulav in front of him, and he brings the three minim, or as the Tosus in Sukkah says, and in Menachah says, that you're allowed to be yotzei dala minim one after the other. So a guy picks up the lulav, and then a guy picks up the hadas, and then a guy picks up the harava, and there's an esrog sitting in front of him, and he doesn't pick up the esrog, says the Beis HaLevi, that's a maisa of Baal Tigra. You are actively being megareya from a mitzvah. However, says the Beis HaLevi, the Gemara in Sukkah wasn't bothered by the Isser Baal Tigra, because the Gemara in Sukkah was a scenario where you didn't have an esrog. So the Gemara there was addressing, in a case where there's no Baal Tigra, can you still bring the other three minim? Obviously the rascal will agree if you absolutely did nothing, you sit at home, that there's not going to be a Baal Tigra. This is what the Beis Halevi presents. However, the question is, what about the other questions? What about the question of when the item is around? So then a Mavakal Mitzvah's essay is going to be over, and according to this Man Amar, he is going to get Malkus. It's very problematic. And what about the question about the two Kazesim of Matzah? Well, the Rashba disagrees to that Yisod. I mean, the Beis Halevi doesn't address all the questions that the Turiya Evin presented. What about the Yashim Bishmini Yilke? The Gemara is still against the Yisod of the Rashba, that a person who's being Mekayimah Takana Tzacham, according to the Rashba, there is no Baal Tosis. So why should a person following Shmini Atzeres sitting in the Sukkah, should he get Malkus? These are all still questions on the Shita of the Rashba. There's another problem the Turiya Evin points out. But the Turiya Evin points out this is a problem even according to him. The Turiya Evin says, after questioning the Rashba, he disagrees with the whole Yisod of the Rashba. He says that Baal Tigra and Baal Tosif must be in a scenario which is very, very limited, says the Turiya Evin. Because he disagrees with the Rashba, and he says, it can't be that when you're passive and you're not doing anything, and Meshev Al Taisa, you're sitting at home and you're not blowing shofar, that's going to be Baal Tigra. So says the Turiya Evin, Baal Tigra only exists where you were Makayim a mitzvah, b'di'evid you were Yotzei the mitzvah, it's not Ma'akev, however, you do, we're not Yotzei in the most preferred fashion. Says the Turiya Evin, where does this have come up? The Turiya Evin says it comes up, let's say, by Zrikas Dam, like the Gemara applies. You could be Yotzei with one drop, with four drops, and you only did it with one drop. It's not Ma'akev, you were Yotzei, however, the preferred fashion is to do it with Matan Dalet. Or says the Turiya Evin, a scenario of situations where the mitzvah is not ma'akev. So the Turiya Evin asks, so what's going to be with the sifrei that Rashi brings in this week's parsha? That by tzitzis there's an isser of Baal Tigra. However, but we know if you only wear three tzitzis on the three corners of your beged, you are not mekayim the mitzvah at all. So according to the Turiya Evin, that holds that you have to be mekayim the mitzvah, and then you're not doing it lechatchila, but you're being ma'akev, you're only doing it in a bidyavid fashion. So that's going to be the Isra of Baal Tigra. So ask the Turiya Evin, where's the Baal Tigra by tzitzis? So says the Turiya Evin, it must be that this tzifrei that quotes by tzitzis is in a scenario, is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael, that every knaf is a mitzvah tnei atzmah. And you were yotzei the mitzvah on every knaf. And therefore, if you left out the third, so therefore you were Makai in the mitzvah, and Baal Tigra is to leave out the third. Says the Beis Halevi, that doesn't make any sense. If you're holding according to Shita's Rabbi Yishmael, that every knaf is a separate mitzvah, so there's no preferred having the fourth knaf. Every knaf is a separate mitzvah. So why should there be a Baal Tigra by the fact that you didn't put on the fourth? You weren't Mekayim a fourth mitzvah. Who says you have to Mekayim a fourth mitzvah? Every corner is another mitzvah, so there's no Baal Tigra on the fourth knaf. So the Beis Halevi says, rather, you must explain that the Sifrei that speaks about tzitzis is referring to the Man D'Omer that holds, like the Rambam Paskin, Cheles is not Ma'akev the Lavan. That we have the chutei lavan and we have the chutei tcheles, and says the Beis Halevi, however, if you had tcheles available and you didn't put that on, so then that's going to be a scenario of Baal Tigra, because the Beis Halevi holds when you do a maisa and it's available and you don't perform, so then that's going to be the isser of Baal Tigra. So how does the Gemara say tcheles ain't a maksa lavan? How does the Gemara say that you can wear lavan without tcheles? So the Beis Halevi is forced to say that the only way you're allowed to is to basically say, Ase do chalos ase. The mitzvah of tzitzis has the ability to be marcha the isser of Baal Tigra. But theoretically, the isser of Baal Tigra would have applied by tcheles and lavan. It's very difficult to understand this way and to explain the sifrei this way. And to some, the Havana and the Rashba, the Turiya Evin rejected the Rashba and said that Baal Tigra is limited to a scenario, as we said, to where you were Mekai in the mitzvah, but not in the most preferred fashion, and that's Baal Tigra, very limited case of Baal Tigra. And the Beit HaLevi doesn't address all the questions. These are very strong questions that we're presenting over here on Shitas HaRashba. I'd like to say an idea that I had, and I found later on in the Avi Ezri, and it really all starts off from Agra and Aderes Eliyahu. You know, the truth is that the Isser of Baal Tosef and the Isser of Baal Tigra is not only said once in the Torah. The Torah repeats itself. In Parshas Vaschanan, it's said first, and then the Torah repeats itself in Parshas Re'eh. And the Rishonim, the Ramban, addresses this question, why there's a repetition, and he takes a different approach that he says is a special Isser Baal Tosef when it comes to Kachim. However, the Aderes Eliyahu has a fascinating explanation. He says, if you look at the different parshios, in Parshas Vaschanan, the pasuk we started off with, at the beginning of the parasha, the structure of the pasuk is lo so sifu in plural al hadavar ashon anoch mitzaveschem lo sigru mimenu lishmor es mitzvos Hashem elokeichem asher anoch mitzaveschem. However, if you look in the parasha of Re'eh, the pasuk says in the beginning of the parak Gimel, is kol adavar asher anochi mitzaveschem oso sishmoru la'asos lo sosifolov v'lo sigra mimenu. It's said in singular. Says the Gra, the Torah is introducing to us two types of Baal Tosef and two types of Baal Tigra. In Vaeschanan, the Torah is addressing Baal Tosef to Bezdin, to Hora'ah, Baal Tosef on the Chiyuve HaMitzvah. Baal Tosef on the Taryag mitzvahs, that we should not add on mitzvahs to the mitzvahs HaTorah, and we should not reduce from the mitzvahs HaTorah. We should not amend the Taryag mitzvahs. And this is why it's said in plural, said to Bezdin. However, in Re'eh, the Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra is referring to every Yachid V'Yachid that's being Mekayim a mitzvah, he should not add on, and he should not reduce, and this is why it's said in singular, L'chol Yachid V'Yachid. And the Gra points out, if you look, it says, Oso Tishmeru La'asos. In Re'eh, it's referring to the Asiya, to the Asiyas HaMitzvah, the way to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, you have to do it in the Tzura that the Ribono Shalom presented to you. Do not change from the Asiyas HaMitzvahs. However, in Vaeschanan, there is no Lashon of Asiyah. And that is because the din of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra is referring to the Hora'ah, referring to the Chiyuvim, referring to the Kol Chiyuvim HaMitzvos that is presented. I think that this is kemat explicit in Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes says, what Baal Tosef says the Rambam? If Bezdin would tell you that basar of chicken with meat, cooked together, is a blav de oraisa of lo sevash of di bachel vimo, says the Rambam, that's the Isser Baal Tosef. They can't take an Isser derabanan and say that it's their oraisa. The Raita there screams at the Rambam, look throughout of Shas, look in Sukkah, look in Sanhedrin, look in Erevin. The cases of Baal Tosef are always speaking about a person putting on Netzer Eretz Tefillin, a person adding another min to the Dalet Minim, a person changing the Kiyumei HaMitzvahs. But says the Ravid, to add on to the mitzvahs HaTorah, to say that there's another mitzvahs essay in the Torah, that's not the Isser of Baal Tosef. To say that there's one less mitzvah in the mitzvahs HaTorah, to reduce the mitzvahs to Tough Ratio Bez mitzvahs, that's not Baal Tigra. Baal Tigra and Baal Tosef has to do with the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The answer is, the Rambam agrees with the Ravid, that the Gemara discusses many different Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra when it comes to Kiyum HaMitzvahs. However, the Rambam was referring to what the Gra says, that there's two parshios of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. Added on to the Baal Tosef and the Baal Tigra that said, L'chol Yachid V'Yachid and Parshas Re'eh, that you shouldn't change the Kiyum HaMitzvahs, what the Ravid is referring to, says the Rambam in Parshas Vaeschanan, we have another idea, that you shouldn't add to the Chiyuvi HaMitzvahs, and you shouldn't add a reduce to the, from the Chiyuvi HaMitzvahs. The Avi Ezri points out that the Rambam and the Ravid are l'shitaso. He says that if you look in Perek Zayin or Halacha Zayin of the Hilchos Lulav, the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokes whether or not the Isser of Baal Tosef by Dalad Minim is limited to a separate min. Says the Ravid, there's only an Isser of Baal Tosef if you add a min that's not in the Dalad Minim. Let's say you add a pumpkin into the Dalad Minim. Or you add some new min that's not part of the Dalad Minim. But to take two lulavim, or to take two estrogim, says the Ravid, that's not the Isser of Baal Tosef, because you're not changing the tour of the mitzvah. This was what the Torah was mechayev you. So of course you could repeat yourself. Very similar to the Shita of Tosos that we began the shir with. However, says the Rambam, no. Even if you take two lulavim, or even if you take two esrogim, that's the Isser of Baal Tosef. Granted, says the Rambam, you're right, you're not changing the kiyum ha-mitzvah because you're involving yourself with the same meaning that the Torah spelled out and told you to take. However, the Rambam says, by you taking two lulavim, you're showing that the chiyuvei ha-Torah are different. You're adding to the chiyuvei ha-Torah. The Torah is mechayev me in two lulavim, and not only in one lulav. So the Rambam says, there's another Isser of Baal Tosef that I introduced to you in Hilchos Mamrim, and that's what you're transgressing by repeating and saying a new lulav, and therefore the Rambam disagrees with the Chiddush HaTosos, and disagrees with the Ravid, and says, I'm worried about a new Baal Tosef that exists in the Parsha of Boaz Chanun that was addressed to the Hora'ah and to the Chiyuvei HaMitzvos. Rav Huttner in the Sefer Zikaron writes that there's another diuk that he found to support the idea of the Gra. The Gra, if you look, the Gemara says that Baal Tosef also applies to Birkas Kohanim. A Kohen doesn't have the ability to just add a fourth bracha to Birkas Kohanim. That's also Asur. And the Gemara says, how do we know this? The Gemara says, because we learn it from Dover. Losozavah kol Dover. The Pasuk says, as kol Dover asher anochi mitzaveh esam ososishmeru. So Gemara darshens out, the Sifrei darshens out, Dover afilu dibor. That even if you speak in Mirkas Kohanim, even though you're not doing an action, you're not doing a maisa, Baal Tosef also applies to speech as well. And if you look at the Gra, his girsa in the Sifrei is not the girsa that we just mentioned. He doesn't learn it out from Dover, but he learns it out from Kol. And the reason for this is, writes Rav Huttner, is because the Gra, based on his the statement of Dover, is also in Parshas Vaas Chanan as well. Lo susifu ala Dover. And if the drasha would come from the word Dover, there would be no reason to need a specific drasha telling us that Birkas Kohanim also there applies Baal Tosef. Says Rav Huttner, when it comes to the Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra of Vaas Chanan, that is a Baal Tosef on the Horah, to teach that there are more chiyuvim, to teach that there are less chiyuvim. Why, if someone's teaching or someone's presenting that there are more or less chiyuvim in the Torah, would one distinguish between Birkas Kohanim or Dalad Minim, between Birkas Kohanim or Tkiyah Shofar? There is no difference whether or not you're actively doing something or you're doing something with your mouth. The drasha in Vaas Chanan, which is dealing with Hora'ah, with Chiyuvei HaTorah, should not distinguish. Therefore, said the Gra, it cannot be learnt out from the word Davar, which is both found in Parshas Vaas Chanan, as well as in Parshas Re'eh. Says the Gra, it must be in the one word that we only find in Parshas Re'eh, which is Kol. Et Kol HaDavar. Says the Gra, the drasha that we learn that even by Birkas Kohanim you have the din of Baal Tosef is learned out from Parshas Re'eh from the Pasuk of Kol. Why is that so? Because in Parshas Re'eh, says the Gra, we're learning out Baal Tosef to the Maisa HaMitzvah, to the Kol Yachid V'Yachid, Lo Sosef, the Lo Sigra in singular. And therefore, someone would have been mechalik and said, maybe Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra only applies to a Maisa, but doesn't apply to Dibor. And this, you can hear a distinction. But when it comes to Baal Tosef and the Maisa and the Kiyam HaMitzvah, so then one has to distinguish between a Dibor and Maisa. And therefore, the Gemara tells, the Sifrei tells you, no, even Birkas Kohanim, even Dibor. And this is the Gra L'Shitasa. I think that this idea that we presented in Shitas HaRambam, I think it really answers up all the questions that we presented in the Rashba earlier. What do I mean? We presented that the Rashba and Tosfos are arguing, and as the Turi Evan points out, the Rashba has the Chiddush that even if you're totally passive, you're sitting at home, You could be over the Isser of Baal Tigra. And Baal Tigra and Baal Tosef doesn't actually need the mitzvah in front of you to add on to it. You don't actually have to take the Dalet Minim and add or reduce. You can be sitting at home doing nothing, or you could be, it could even be addressed to the Chiyuvit, to the mitzvahs in general, to Rabbanon, as the Rashba applies it to, and therefore he comes up with this Yisod. And we pointed out that this is possibly why Tosus disagrees, because Tosus holds that the Lashon of Lahafchis is only if you're reducing from something you started, from something you began, and therefore Baal Tosus and Baal Tigra would require a Maisa and an action, as the Turi Evan pointed out, against the Rashba. I think that the Rashba, and this is the idea of the Aviezri as well, I think that the Rashba is not disagreeing with Tosus. The Rashba is saying exactly what we just presented. There are two types of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. The Rashba says, when it comes to the Parsha Re'eh, Shal Kol Yochid V'Yochid, the Baal Tosef and the Baal Tigra of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, so there I agree with Tosfos. And that was the question that Tosfos was asking. The Baal Tokeya, who sits there on Rosh Hashanah and adds 90 kolos to the kolos, or has 100 kolos, so that is an Isser Baal Tosef, he's adding to the Maisa Mitzvah for the 9 kolos of Chachamim. Says the Rashba, how is he allowed to do that? Tosfos says, when you repeat yourself, you're allowed to do that. That's not an Isser Baal Tosef. However, that's discussing the Maisa Mitzvah. The Rashba agrees to Tosfos that that's the way you'll get out of the Maisa Mitzvah. That's the way you'll get out of Baal Tosfos in the Maisa Shal Kol Yachid V'Yachid. The Rashba was addressing the question that the Rambam told us, that there's another type of Baal Tosfos. The Rashba says, how do Chachomim make a Chiyuv of the Chiyuv to Rabbanon? How do the Rabbanon have the ability to be machayiv you? I understand that there's no Isser in the Maisa, but there should be an Isser on Bezdin to be metake in a Mitzvah in the Rabbanon. On that, says the Rashba, I'm going to invent to you a new Yisod, that Takonos Chachamim do not have the Isser of Baal Tosef. When it's Lutzorech, and there's no issue, that doesn't have the Isser of Baal Tosef. But the Rashba agrees to the Yisod of Tosos when it comes to the Maisa Mitzvah, and the Rashba was alluding to the other type of Baal Tosef, which is from the Chiyuvim. When it's Lutzorech, and there's a certain Takana or Exera, says the Rashba, there does not have a Baal Tosef. If we explain the Rashba like this, all the questions of the Turi Evan fall. The Turi Evan asks, if a person is mevatel a mitzvah essay, and he sits passively, and he does nothing, he's over the Isser Baal Tigra. He's not going to, according to one man, the Amr of the Gemara, he'll get Malkus even by a lav sheim o maise. So the answer is no. The Rashba was referring to the Baal Tigra of Bezdin. The Rashba wasn't referring to the Baal Tigra and Baal Tosef that applies to the maise, the kiyume amitzis. To that, the Rashba understood like Tosfos. The question from the Gemara of Hayashim Mishmini Besukah Yilke asked the Turi Evan, according to the Rashba, he's a Mekayim Adin Derabonon, a Takona. The answer is, the Gemara was dealing with the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Yes, Chazal had the ability to be Mekayim because the Takona Derabonon doesn't have the Yisr Baal Tigra Baal Tosef. But Abai was saying, if you hold that he's being Mekayim a Mitzvah, the Hosafa, so then how do we take care of the Yachid, the Parshas Re'ei Baal Tosef? How do we take care of the fact that he was Mosef in his Kiyumei HaMitzvahs? And that's what Abaye was addressing. Abaye wasn't addressing the Baal Tosef from Takonas Bezdin, or from Chiyuvei HaTorah, that the Rashba was addressing. And the question from the Gemara in Sukkah of Lo Yavi Parish, that you shouldn't bring the Gimel Minim, why isn't this the Nesser of Baal Tigra? The answer is because that's talking about a person bringing Dalet Minim. It's not talking about the Chiyuvim. It's not talking about a Hosafa on the Chiyuvei HaTorah. It's talking about the Baal Tosef from Parshas Re'eh and not from the Parsha of Vos Chanan. And then we answered our question that the Rashba agrees to the Yisod of Tosfos, that if you eat matzah 3 times on Sukkot, of course the Rashba will agree to Tosfos that there's no Baal Tosef. But that only answers l'chol yachid v'yachid. That only answers the problem of Baal Tosef in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Rashba was addressing another issue of Baal Tosef in the Chiyuvei HaTorah, in the Taryag Mitzvahs. And that's why he had to come on to a new answer. So if this approach is correct, the Rashba agrees that Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra cannot be transgressed if you're passive, if you're sitting down, if you're doing nothing. And the Rashba agrees to these sort of tosos. And there's no issue of how to understand the lashon of lifchos v'legroa, whether it applies even if you didn't start the mitzvah, even if you didn't do an action yet. No, he agrees with the yisod of the Rashba. But the question is there also another concept of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, which applies to Bezdin, which applies to the Chiyuvei HaTorah, to present the Chiyuvei HaTorah as more than what the Torah was Mechayev, or to reduce from the Chiyuvei HaTorah more than what the Torah was Mechayev, less than what the Torah was Mechayev.